It's showtime! Yes, man, it's showtime. So latch on to another rhythmic rock and roll through the showtime years with stops here and there on old Broadway. And down front seats for the brightest of the musical movies and the Broadway shows of this year, that year, any old year. And here it comes now, men, your Showtime taxicab, pulling alongside to take us aboard. Step in and meet your Showtime date for tonight. Yes, it's that lovely taffy dress star of stage, screen, and radio, beautiful Marilyn Maxwell.
Well, fellas, the gay white way is waiting, and I'm loaded with really good tickets for some of the best of the Broadway shows. Some big screen musicals are on our Showtime beat tonight as well, so into the cab, everybody. And driver, take us back to 1938 just as a starter. Harry Warren and Johnny Mercer have turned out the tunes for a Warner Brother musical called Going Places. Dick Powell is in it with Anita Louise, Ronald Reagan, and Walter Catlett. And I'll bet you remember at least one of the hit tunes from the picture. It's Jeepers Creepers, and it goes like this.
Jeepers Creepers, where'd you get those peepers? Jeepers Creepers, where'd you get those eyes? Gosh, oh, get up, how'd they get so lit up? Gosh, oh, get up, how'd they get that size? Golly gee, when you turn those heaters on, woe is me. Got to put my cheaters on. Jeepers Creepers, where'd you get those creepers? Oh, those weepers, how they hypnotize. Where'd you get those eyes? Those heaters on, oh, woe is me. Got to put my cheaters on. Jeepers Creepers, where'd you get those peepers? Oh, those weepers, how they hypnotize. Where did you get those eyes?
Now, don't throw anything, men, but I've got you wrapped in the coils of a deadly double feature. Yes, sir? Stay in your seats. Here's another Warner Brothers version of the old-time minstrel show developed for the silver screen. It's a 1934 film, Dames. You know, Dames, remember? Joan Blondell is in it, and Zazu Pitts, and Ruby Keeler. And yes, Dick Powell again. A very handsome song from Dames is, I Only Have Eyes for You.
Are the stars out tonight? I don't know if it's cloudy or bright, for I only have eyes for you, dear. The moon may be high, but I can see a thing in the sky, 'cause I only have eyes for you. I don't know if we're in a garden or on a crowded avenue. You are here, so am I. Maybe millions of people pass by, but they all disappear from view, and I only have eyes for you. I don't know if we're in millions of people pass by, but they all disappear from view, and I only have eyes for you.
And now, showtimers, we will demonstrate the impossible. This magical Showtime taxicab runs on high-octane imagination and can hop the musical years in nothing flat. You call the turns by mail, and the Showtime cab gets us to the right theater and the right year to catch an earful of the show music you Showtimers request. And this time, the Showtime cab is going to take us where we'll be in two places at one time. We're going to the Liberty Theater in 1924 for a snatch of rhythm from a show called Lady Be Good. And at the same time, we'll settle down in 1930, the year that Girl Crazy had him lined up at the Alvin Theater ticket wicket. Done with mirrors? Nope. Done with Rack Godwin and Edie Griffith, who constitute a very sharp piano team that right now stirs up 176 piano keys into a Gershwin medley of The Man I Love and I Got Rhythm. Over our theater tickets, I find we have something decidedly prime. Yep, it's Eddie Cantor and Whoopi, a rollicking chunk of fast-moving musical show doing business at Mr. Ziegfeld's new Amsterdam Theater. So beat the pavements over to 42nd Street, driver, and there it is. Ruth Edding and Gladys Glad support Eddie and Whoopi. And as a sample of the show's music, I'd like to sing you an admonition, love me or leave me. Love me or leave me or let me be lonely.
You won't believe me, but I love you only. I'd rather be lonely than happy with somebody else. You might find the nighttime the right time for kissing, but nighttime is my time for just reminiscing. Regretting instead of forgetting with somebody else. There'll be no one unless that someone is you. I intend to be independently blue. Want to borrow, to have it today and give back tomorrow. For my love is your love, there's no love for nobody else. There'll be no one unless that someone is you. I intend to be independently blue. To have it today and give back tomorrow. But my love is your love. There's no love for nobody else.
Hang on to your hats now, all you sailors and marines and you soldiers and you ladies of the armed forces. Because here we go, withering away to good old 1935. Put us down at a movie house, driver. This one will do, The Bijou in Snowshoe, Montana. And what's playing is a snappy little production called Top Hat, with Fred Astaire and Ginger Rogers, a droll citizen name of Edward Everett Horton, Eric Bloor is in it, and Helen Broderick. But it's the music that makes Top Hat the top musical of the 1935 moment. Fred and Ginger did a hot waltz to a tune called Waltz and Swing Time. So close your eyes, and maybe you can see a stare at work as the AFRS Orchestra offers Waltz and Swing Time. Close them tight. Maybe you'll even see Ginger Rogers. Next stop, 1944. Yes, this looks more familiar. The big musical shows are Howard Dietz's musical version of the old Sadie Thompson opus, Rain. Mexican Hayride is packing them in, and Oklahoma is going into its second successful year. Everybody is wishing he had a stake, but there are none. The share the cab idea is a nice, chummy little current arrangement. As to music, a fellow named Hal McIntyre has a band gaining fame as interpolators of musical novelties. Hal and the band figure in a musical movie called Edie Was a Lady, in which they introduce us to a cat named Tabby.
Cat, who's that? Strutting by and he looks so wise. Cat, who's that? Just as sharp as an otter's pie. Someone ought to put you in the know. Cause after all is said and done, there ain't but the one. He walks around with a righteous air. He's
cause he knows that he ain't no square. He never misses a smart affair, that's Tabby the cat. He makes the rounds every single night, and let me say it's the strangest sight. He pats his foot when the rhythm's right, that's Tabby the cat. He's the playboy of the alley, running around doing the town, and cause he calls Count Basie Tally. All the kids go the mittens down. He wears a coat that's a cat meow. He blinks his eyes and he takes a bow, because he knows when to holler, ow, Tabby the cat. All the kittens throw the mittens down. He wears a coat that's a cat meow. He blinks his eyes and he takes a bow, because he knows when to holler, ow! Tabby the cat, the cat, the cat, that's Tabby the cat. That's Tabby the cat, the cat, the cat, Tabby the cat. Well, showtimers, let's get back to the good old right now and Hollywood. Hollywood is actually a state of mind that is prevalent in California, and out of it has come a new screen tune by the writers of the Trolley Song, Hugh Martin and Ralph Blaine. With a special courtesy to Hugh Martin, who has since taken to wearing khaki, I'd like to sing Pass That Peas Pipe. A medicine man I met said, don't get yourself in a sweat. When things look gray, just shrug and say, it must have been something I ate. So don't get yourself in a snit, he said. Tuck your tantrum into your kid instead. It's disarming to be charming, quote the medicine man, whom all agree is plain to see. Nobody could be wiser than. So if your temper's getting the top hand, all you have to do is just stop and pass that peace pipe and bury that hatchet like the Choctaw, Chickasaw, Chattahoochee, Chippewas. If you're feeling mad as a wet hen, mad as you can possibly get, then pass that peace pipe and bury that tomahawk like those Chichimex, Cherokee, Chipotlefex. Hold that reflex, try to use a little restraint. Fold that Kleenex and wipe off all of that war paint. If you find yourself in a fury, be your own judge and your own jury. Pass that peace pipe and bury that hatchet like the Choctaw, Chickasaw, Chattahoochee, Chippewas. When all clears in, you'll be top man on the totem pole. But if you wanna be an alright guy, not a long-faced blues in the night guy, write that apology and dispatch it. When you quarrel, it's grand to pass it. Pass that peace pipe and bury that hatchet like the Choctaw, Chickasaw, Chattahoochee, Chippewas, and those Chichimex, Cherokee, Chippewas, and those Chickudemi, Chichipec, and Chicopee, Cho-Cho, Chango, Chattanooga, Chichiro. Back in 1936, an opus called On Your Toes was going great guns at the Imperial, a first-rate musical showhouse. It's recommended very highly, so here we go. And we made it. 1936. Rodgers and Hart have provided On Your Toes with a tuneful score, including the ever-popular Small Hotel. Perhaps the most unusual of the Rodgers and Hart contributions to On Your Toes was a comic ballet number written for funny man Ray Bolger and ballerina Tamara Jiva. Slaughter on 10th Avenue. Rack Godwin and Edie Griffith returned to Showtime to give us their interpretation of
Slaughter on 10th Avenue. Showtime cab for a long bound through the musical years to one known far and wide as 1945. And here's where we go to a singing cinema, the best musical in years. MGM's Truly Solid anchors away. It's about a couple of swabbies played by Frank Sinatra and Gene Kelly. They have shore leave and Gene is a real seawolf. Frankie would like to be one and emulates Gene. And in the end, it's Frankie who gets the girl, a luscious, warm-hearted waitress played by lovely Catherine Grayson. Anchors Away is far and away the best movie musical that Hollywood has dished up in many a moon. And I hope you like our AFRS medley of music from Anchors Away.
fall in love too easily. I fall in love too fast. I fall in love too terribly hard for love to ever last. My heart should be well schooled, 'cause I've been fooled in the past, and still I fall in love too easily. I fall in love too.
Showtime for this time, Nate. Thanks for being with us on another tour of the Showtime years. And be ready, will you, next time your Showtime cab rolls around? Best of everything to all of you from yours truly, Marilyn Maxwell. Bye.
Forces Radio Service.